This is Judy Mario, and this is Choices. Thank you. So we all got to where we are today by the choices that we've made in our lives, and how we live tomorrow is going to be by the choices that we make today. And so we want to be sure that we make great choices. And today I have an incredible guest, and she's going to be telling us about the Midas touch. Now, do you ever wonder why some people seem to easily attract everything they want, and yet some of the rest of us kind of live in a constant state of lack? What's up with that, huh? Take a good look at all those people who seem to have the Midas touch. That's what we're going to do today. Our guest, Terry Wildeman, is going to be talking to us about what those people do, how they act, how they behave, about their language, their words, their attitude. How did they get it all, and can we do that as well? Now, Terry is a really interesting lady. She's a leading attractionpreneur. Now, if you haven't heard that word before, she is a leading attractionpreneur, business trainer, coach, and speaker for visionary entrepreneurs. And Terry's passion is working with socially conscious entrepreneurs who are 100% committed to expanding their skills, minds, hearts, and finances as they serve others with authenticity and integrity. Now, so many people in the country turn to Terry because they want her intuitive guidance and expertise. And today we're going to have the opportunity to get some of that guidance and expertise. If you just hang in there and listen with us for the next half hour, Terry's career spans 40 years of entrepreneurship, international speaking and coaching, and she is the co-author of 4 international bestsellers. Count them, 4 international bestsellers. And as the owner of a manufacturing company, leadership and wellness center, and she's had careers in law enforcement and image management, well, her experiences in education filters through all her work, and she's got so much to talk about because she's so interesting. So welcome, Terry. We're so happy to have you with us today.
Thank you, Judy. What a great intro. Wow.
Well, you're the one who lived it, so we're wanting to learn from you. How do we learn how to have the Midas touch?
Well, I do believe it is a learned skill. And the reason why I believe it's a learned skill is because a lot of us, well, not a lot of us, all of us are influenced in some way, shape, or form by the way we grow up. And one of the things you'll find with people who do have that Midas touch, they tend to have this knack of looking at the world very positively and just expecting that the positive things are going to happen. And because of that expectation, they're putting out such a powerful vibration, such a powerful energy that law of attraction delivers.
Tell us a little more about the law of attraction. I think a lot of people know about it, but I think a lot of people don't.
You're absolutely right, Judy. And the one thing about law of attraction, it really came into this generation with a force after the movie The Secret. The issue with the movie The Secret was it opened up the doors to what it is. It didn't share how to work it. That was really the biggest thing with the movie, The Secret. So what I do with folks is I actually teach them how to work with law of attraction in a way that they can manifest what it is that they want. And there are 3 steps to law of attraction, and that Midas touch. And the number one step is identify your desire. So folks with the Midas touch, they think about what it is that they want. It could be something physical, such as a car, a house, a dress, shoes, whatever, you know, anything like that. Or it could be something emotional. It could be love. It could be respect in the workplace, respect at home. It could be being able to attract the right client at a networking event. All of those things are influenced by the law of attraction / Midas touch. And that is the one where, you know, when people really identify it and get clear on it, they can then begin to bring it in. One of the things to remember is law of attraction does not have a brain. It does what you tell it to do. so whatever it is that's going on the outside tends to be a reflection of what's going on in the inside.
Oh,
does that make sense?
Okay. Yeah, it does. It does. So when we say law of attraction, are we talking about the connection to our subconscious mind?
Yes. It is our subconscious mind. And it is a way of connecting with everything else. We are universal beings. I truly believe that we are spiritual beings having a physical experience versus physical beings having a spiritual experience.
Mm-hmm.
And our subconscious, and I'm going to take it even deeper than that. I believe it's spirituality, and I'm not talking about religion here. I'm talking about spirituality, which is where we get into honoring Mother Earth, honoring other people, values, that kind of thing. Whereas religion tends to be more dogma. Spirituality just goes deeper. It's from the heart. It's about caring for ourselves and caring for others. And this leads us to step number two. Number one was identifying your desire. Step number two is giving your desire attention. So in giving your desire attention, you are getting deep into your heart. And I love heart-centered focus, because when you connect, when you are in your heart, in your body, in that core of who you are, you're actually connecting the brain with the heart. You step in a very coherent place. So you identify what you want, and then you give it attention. And later on in the show, you and I talked about, I'll give an example later on how all that works. And then the third is allowing, and that is the toughest step. So it's identify your desire, give your desire attention, and allowing. And allowing can be really hard because we tend to be control freaks.
Yeah, I was just going to say, you know, so many of us, we give it the attention, and then we think we've got to make it happen.
Well, in the way we do, and let me explain that. Let me flesh that out a little bit. We do it in that it's when we connect with our heart, we're given inspiration. Our intuition steps in to tell us where to go and what to do. That's taking inspired action. When we're in the brain, we're going, I have to. I need to do this. I need to do that. When we go to that need to and have to place, it's like we're forcing it. But when we go into that knowing place of, oh, I'm going to go do this. I'm going to go do that. When we cut control and instead shift into this inspired action energy, that's where the fruition comes in. And there's a little mathematical equation I'd like to share with you before we get into our examples. May I do that?
Sure, I'd love it.
Okay. A plus B plus C plus D equals E. So A is your perspective. Your perspective on what it is that is going on around you. Person in the corner, in the left corner, may have a different perception of an event than the person in the other corner who's looking at the exact same event. When I was in law enforcement, that was common. You know, an accident would happen, you would have people on all four corners looking at the exact same scenario, and they each had a different perspective.
Right.
Okay? Okay, so that's A. Plus B. B is what words come into mind based on that perception. And those words, positive or negative, then go to C. C is your thoughts. So your perception creates your words, positive or negative. Your words create your thoughts, positive or negative. The next one are your vibes. Your thoughts then create your vibes, positive or negative. So your perception plus your words plus your thoughts plus your vibes equal your results. Your results, positive or negative. So A plus B plus C plus D equals E. And your results, Jadik, your results are emotional. Your results are based on those vibes. So what is it that creates those vibes? Your words, your thought, and your perception of the events.
Right.
So it really is a mathematical equation.
Yes, it is. And what I'm hearing you say is if we want to change our results, then we're going to have to change either our perception or our words or our thoughts. Is that right?
Exactly, and that's an inside job.
Yes, yes.
It's an inside job. Yes.
Now, how did you get started in all this that you've come up with this mathematical equation that really works, and you have these three steps? How did you learn about, and how did you make this work in your life?
Well, one of the things that I realized at a young age is that I was able to manifest things and never quite understood it, how I was able to do that. And most of the, when I really became aware of this was after the age of 18, when things, a couple incidences happened and people came to the rescue. And I really believe they were earth angels. I've always been very connected to my angels. I've been very, very tuned in and tapped into being very clear that there are other presences. Okay, there are mm-hmm. other things outside of us. And mm-hmm. one specific event in my life, where there were two significant events in my life, that really helped me understand that there were things that I manifested based on my perception. The first one, I'm going to talk about my kids. I was very ill when I was young. With lots of allergies, lots of health issues. And I was told by four doctors I could never have children. And what I will tell you is my intuition said I needed to keep going. From the age of 8, I knew I was going to have two and adopt one. I always knew that. I set that intention. It was just something that was very important to me. And regardless of what the doctor said, I knew that I had to, I knew what felt right, and none of their suggestions felt right. So I trusted myself. Didn't even realize that I was doing that. And right after I got married, I conceived my first child 3 weeks after we were married. And now I have two, and I adopted one. And my oldest daughter and my youngest boy, they both have my youngest is adopted, and they both have the exact same birthmark.
Isn't that
so
amazing?
It is amazing, and that's when I realized there was something so much bigger. So, yes, I defied the doctors. I followed my intuition, and you're going to hear me use the word intuition a lot. I followed my intuition. I knew what I wanted. I wanted my two kids and adopted one. I got my two kids, and I adopted one. And then other things happened. The next one was my house. We're military, and I moved 10 times in 12 years. And because of that, when we finally settled here in Newport, Rhode Island, I realized, I knew very well what I wanted and didn't want in a house. And I wrote everything down. I wrote down everything I didn't want, and I wrote down everything I did want. Now, unbeknownst to me, in the law of attraction world, that's called the contrast sheet. Okay, and I was constantly following and focusing on what I wanted and what I wanted and what I wanted, and I refused to settle. And sure enough, when I gave up control, this is the allowing piece, it was 1998,
yes.
I was adopting my son, I was writing my first book, and I was looking for a house. Do you think there was a little stress there?
Yes, a bit.
And I finally said to my husband, I can't do this anymore. I'm trying to control all this. I'm trying to manage it all. I can't do it anymore. I cut the cord. We're going to rent for another year. The next day, my house showed up in the newspaper, and we walked through this house, and even my husband was amazed. I had my list with me, and it was check, 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 down to the hammock between two trees and the wooden swing in the backyard.
Oh, wow. That's amazing.
So
that's amazing.
So those are two, you know, there's a lot more very powerful examples of that in my life. So I knew that there was something really big here. I didn't hear yet about law of attraction. It really didn't come to play. And then I ran into a little book called Law of Attraction by Michael Loge.
Mm-hmm.
And I fell in love with it because it was very practical and tactical tips. And I started to teach people using that book. Then I was introduced to Abraham who, Jurian and Esther Hicks work with Abraham. So between the two of them, I got very clear that I was onto something with this quote-unquote Midas touch and law of attraction thing. And then about 3 years ago, I got certified with Michael Loger and still work with all of that. And it was from Michael Loger that I got the mathematical equation.
I see. Okay. Now, you know, I think it's wonderful that you and I believe in the law of attraction, and we believe that, you know, if we stay positive, good things are going to happen to us. But what happens when negative things happen? I mean, sometimes life just doesn't go like we think it should or like we would want it to. And how does the law of attraction work with that?
Well, you and I had this conversation. You know, you had your cancer, and I almost lost my husband in a car accident. That was a real fluke. It's how we choose to look at these situations. What I've learned is that everything that is negative, everything has a silver lining to it, has a positive side to it. And 3 years ago, we had a situation where my car died. It didn't die. It got stuck in first gear. Time to replace the transmission. And I said, okay, let's just replace the transmission. I had a kid in college instead of buying a new car. Well, the next day, my husband was taking the car to get the transmission replaced, and I get a phone call that says, honey, would you please come to the top of the driveway? We don't need a new transmission. We need a whole new car.
Oh,
like, what
no.
What the heck? I get to the very top, and my beloved car completely totaled. I just screamed, and I just took a look at my husband. It was a miracle that the man was 1,000% fine. And the person who hit him, she was fine. Her car, early yet, was touched.
Oh.
Mine was demolished.
Oh.
And it was a car that had, you know, taken very, very good care of my family. So I was pretty devastated over the car, but more, of course, thankful. Oh, my husband. If he had pulled out 1 second later, the man would have been dead. There was no way he would have survived that accident. And that's a really bad thing. That was a real, you know, the accident was bad, but I was so grateful that he was fine. Because without
yes.
you're healthy, you have nothing. And that happened on a Thursday, and I'd like to share with you how I manifested the new car, because it really lends itself to what it is you and I are talking about. I researched Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. We wanted another minivan, and it was between a Toyota Sienna and a Honda Odyssey. And after that, drove, you know, we wanted to use one, wanted a new one, going back and forth, drove all these cars, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, Monday, it was time for me to take my husband to the airport. We had already spent the weekend looking for cars, and we weren't quite sure yet which way we were going to go with this thing. I dropped him off at the airport. My last words to him was, you know what, hon? I think I want a gray van with a sunroof. That's what I want. I want a gray van with a sunroof. He said, fine. We'll talk about it when I get back on Friday. So I'm driving along, and I had this intuitive hit. If you notice, intuition has been all along, has been going along here, right? It's been a theme in what we've been talking about. And intuition is part of the third step in law of attraction, which is allowing. And I kept getting this image and this feeling I needed to go to this one specific dealership out, you know, not too far from the airport. And I pulled in, and frankly, I bust up laughing. One, you know, there's a Lexus dealership there, there's a Porsche, there's all these high-end cars. I'm thinking, why is there going to be a minivan around here? And I drove around the parking lot, and sure enough, there was a gray van, there was a gray Honda Odyssey, and a red Sienna in the back of the Lexus dealership. So I walked in. And I mentioned to the gentleman that I was interested in looking at those two cars in this Lexus dealership. He looked at me like I had three heads on my shoulder. And it was very quick, funny. To make a long story short, the red van was an employee car. That was when I learned that Lexus and Toyota were related, which I didn't know. And then the van, the silver van, the gray one, the gentleman refused to believe me that it was there. We walked around the back of the building. He's like, oh, there is a gray van here. I'm like, yeah, hello. And I opened up the door, and there was a child's drawing on the floor, like out of a coloring book.
Yeah.
And what I realized was the car was a trade-in. So he brought, the salesperson brought it around to the front. The car was gray. I opened the door, sat in the seat, and I looked up, and there was the sunroof. I drove this car around. It was divine. It was a 2009 Honda Odyssey with exactly the mileage that we wanted. Exactly. So we went back in, and I told the gentleman I was very, very interested in it, and he gave me a business card, and he told me, I'm looking at this price, and now, mind you, I've been researching this for 3 days, right? I knew what these cars went for, and I'm looking at this price, and I'm looking at this guy going, they have no clue what they have. None. And I said, well, I need to speak with my husband first. And he says, what may not be here? I said, it may not, but if it's meant to be mine, it will be. I called up my husband when he finally landed because he was going out to the West Coast. I said, this is what I found. Go online, look at it. Bada bing, bada boom. We bought the car. And on Saturday, we get a phone call. We were about to go and pick it up. And Mr. and Mrs. Wilderman, we have a little bit of a problem. The car, the price that we quoted you was our cost. Would you be willing to pay $500 over? And I had no problems with that whatsoever. And we did. And we got what I call now my Honda Odyssey at my price, my color, my everything. I love my car. But it started as a very sad story.
Yes, yes, yes.
Okay.
But it had a good consequence.
Yes, it had a great consequence. And you have a story around health.
Well, yes, it's when I got cancer a few years ago, I was devastated when the doctor said you have cancer, and then I went through a period of treatment with a naturopathic doctor and did recover, but as a result of the cancer, my naturopathic doctor had said to me, you need to go take art lessons, and I thought the man had lost his mind. Because I didn't have any ability in my mind to do any kind of drawing or painting. And as a result, he wanted me to take the art lessons to get my mind off of things and to reduce my stress. But as a result of it, I discovered a talent I had. So, yes, it does work. My artwork is showing in some of the best galleries in the country now, and also it's going into some international galleries next year, which would have never happened if I had not had the cancer, because I wouldn't have even looked into artwork at that point. So I think that good things come out of bad things. You just have to look for them. You can either sit and wallow in your, oh, this is sad and this is bad and everything's terrible, or you can say, what's the seed in here? What's the gold in the bottom of this? And you can find it. And so
Absolutely.
This is about you, Bill. It's not about me. I got to talk about you.
But I really wanted you to share that story because it is so very powerful, because it is a true example of an answer based on your question of how when
yes.
bad things happen, such positive things can come out of it.
Yes.
Everything in my life that has been negative, that has been bad, something positive has always come out of it. Always. And a lot of that is because I chose for it to. And that's the name of your show, Choices.
Well, and it is about choices. I honestly believe that all the choices that we've made in life have brought us to the point where we are right now. So if we don't like where we are right now, we need to make different choices, and we can move forward. I wanted to ask you about, you were talking about intuition. And I
yes.
wanted to ask you, because with me, my intuition sometimes turns up as a voice in my head. It's almost like I hear somebody talking to me. Do other
mm-hmm.
people hear that voice, or is it just a feeling, or what?
people tend to, intuition is different for everyone. Some folks hear the voices, which is called clairaudience. Some people are psychic, they see pictures, which are clairvoyant. Other people just feel it in their body, which is clairsentient. And then we've got the claircognizant, where they just know. They can't explain it, they just know. And there, so all of us have a little bit of one. And as you allow your senses to evolve, you can actually get really good at all of them. Mine started like yours did. I kept hearing the little voice, and at first I thought I was absolutely Looney Tune, to be honest with you. It really shook me. My first book that I wrote in 1998 was downloaded because I allowed myself to go inside and just allowed the words to come through, and it's a book on telephone skills, of all things. And I remember thinking, wow, that's sort of nuts. But I did, and that's how I got a lot of the input that's in there. And that happened because I was studying Reiki then, and I was really struggling with the book, and my Reiki master said, Terry, why don't you ask your guides to come in? And I'm like, okay. And I did, and I asked, and all of a sudden the voices started coming through, and I just typed away.
That's amazing. And, Terry, we're getting down to our last few minutes. I'd like you to tell my listeners how they can get in touch with you and what services that you offer that they might be interested in.
Well, thank you for that. My website is www.awakenthepossibilities.com. That's awakenthepossibilities.com. And on there, they'll see my prosperity help desk, where I have three-hour sessions that I work with people on a specific issue. As a one-on-one coach, I also run mastermind coaching groups. And we do have coming up very soon, they will be programs on Law of Attraction. These are four-session programs that we have that your audience might be interested in. So, yeah, there's lots of goodies on there.
Good. All right. So that's awakenthepossibilities.com?
Yes.
Okay. So, listeners, yes. Write that down, awakenthepossibilities.com, so that you can speak with Terry Wilderman and find out more about all of the things that she offers to us. I know that from listening to her today, you probably learned a lot of new things, because I did. I'm just fascinated with this woman and her incredible brain. So be sure to go to awakenthepossibilities.com. Terry, thank you so much for being with us today. We really, really appreciate it. I hope you'll be back with us another time. I know you have so much more to share, and I
thank
so
you.
Have enjoyed having you as a guest. And listeners,
it was my pleasure.
Oh, thank you. And listeners, as you know, I like to have guests that you like, and I like to talk about the things that you like to hear about. So please, please drop me a note to Judy, J-U-D-I, at judymorio.com. That's J-U-D-I-M-O-R-E-O.com. Judy at judymorio.com. And let me know what it is that you would like to hear about, and we'll make sure that we do that for you. And remember this, there's this one thing that I always want you to think about and remember, and that's that the choice is yours, and you are more than enough.